Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to ride working canter. Now, when you begin riding dressage tests from British Dressage preliminary level onwards, you will be asked to show working canter. Now, for most young horses and those that are changing disciplines, for example ex-racers, canter can be the most difficult gait to master. So in this podcast episode, we're going to tell you everything that you need to know about how to ride a good working canter that's sure to impress the dressage judge. But firstly, let's cover exactly what is working canter. Well, there are four variants of the canter pace. There's working canter, collected canter, medium canter, and extended canter. And working canter forms the foundation for the other canter variants. Now, canter is a three-beat pace, which includes a clear moment of suspension. Now, the correct sequence of footfalls when the horse is cantering to the left is as follows. So, the right hind leg initiates the canter sequence, touching down first. Then the diagonal pair of the left hind leg and the right foreleg move together, which is then followed by the leading left foreleg. Now, that sequence of footfalls is followed by a clear moment of suspension when all four of the horse's legs are off the ground at once. And when the horse is cantering to the right, the sequence is reversed. So what does the dressage judge want to see? Well, when assessing the working canter, the dressage judge wants to see that the horse is working correctly in line with the dressage scales of training and is demonstrating the following. So number one, the correct sequence of footfalls. Number two, a steady tempo and an even rhythm. Number three, a clear moment of suspension. Number four, a loose, supple back. Number five, an elastic contact and a round, steady frame. Number six, plenty of impulsion and jump to the strides. Number seven, straightness on straight lines and uniform bend around circles and through turns. Number eight, an uphill balance. And lastly, number nine, relaxation and harmony with the rider. Now, if the horse demonstrates all those qualities in his working canter, then the judge should give you a very good mark. So now let's look at some common faults that lose marks and how to fix them, because there are several things that lose marks for the working canter during a dressage test. So number one is incorrect sequence of footfalls. Now, perhaps the most common mark loser in the working canter is an incorrect sequence of footfalls. And this usually happens when the rider stops riding the horse forward in an attempt to balance him. Now, a lack of impulsion leads to a flat, shuffling step, and you'll probably get the comments such as losing regularity and lax jump on your score sheet. Now, the moment of suspension is often absent, and the horse appears to be trotting behind rather than bounding forward and pinging off the ground. Okay, so problem number two is incorrect rhythm. And then the incorrect rhythm again is generally related to a lack of impulsion. Now, the horse may develop a lateral two-time rhythm where the legs on one side swing forward together and the horse may move like a camel. Now, sometimes the rhythm becomes almost four-time when the horse is moving so slowly that he's pretty much walking. Now, in the cases where the canter sequence is corrupted or the rhythm is incorrect, you will be hit with a quadruple whammy of lost marks. Because for each movement where the canter rhythm and sequence is incorrect, you will most likely be given a mark of four. And you will also lose marks in the collectives for the horse's paces and also in the collective mark for the impulsion. And if the judge deems that your riding is ineffective and caused the problems with the working canter's quality, then you will also get a poor collective mark for your riding. Now, you can usually fix this broken canter by generating more impulsion and then using half halts to rebalance the horse. So begin by checking your rein contact to ensure that you are not riding with your handbrake on. And to do that, keep your legs on, ease your hands slightly forward to allow the horse to move forward. And then at this stage, don't worry too much if the horse loses his balance, because you can correct that later. The most important thing here is that the horse works with more energy and is allowed to move away from your leg. So ride plenty of transitions to sharpen your horse to the leg aids, and you can ride transitions from walk to canter, from trot to canter, and from even rein back into canter, depending on your horse's level of training. Now, once the horse is working more forward and swinging through his back, the sequence and rhythm should correct themselves, and the moment of suspension should reappear as if by magic. So now let's move on to problem number 3, which is that the balance is downhill. Now, if the working canter lacks engagement, the horse will probably lose his balance and fall onto his forehand. And that problem is commonly seen in young horses and those that are not yet strong enough to take their weight on their hind legs. Now, basically, the horse just pulls himself along on his shoulders instead of bending his hock joints and sitting down and pushing, carrying the weight of himself and his rider in a more balanced way. So, how to fix it? Well, to develop a more uphill balance in the working canter, you need to develop your horse's engagement. Now, before we discuss what we expect from the horse, we need to first take a look at the rider. So, to feel the horse's suppleness, sequence, and the moment of suspension underneath you, you must have an independent seat so that you can sit deep in the saddle without relying on the reins for balance. And your hands must remain still so that the rein contact is even and quiet. And your lower back and core must be supple enough for your seat to follow the canter while your upper body remains upright and motionless. And you must be able to give with both reins so the horse can swing through his back without being blocked by your contact. And lastly, your inside hip must be slightly in front of your outside one, but not so much that your upper body twists. Now, if you can do all of that, then you should be able to ride a good half halt, which is essential for balancing the canter and creating a secure uphill balance. So now let's talk about the use of half halts and transitions. Now, a well-ridden half halt is essential if you want to develop engagement in the working canter. So use the half halt in conjunction with your driving leg and seat aids to catch and control the impulsion that you create, transferring the horse's weight back and more onto his hindquarters. Now, transitions can also be used to balance the horse and lighten the forehand. Again, make sure that the horse works forward from your legs in the correct 3-beat rhythm and ride lots of transitions, both on straight lines and on circles. And for maximum effect, make the transitions close together. Now, all of this will have the effect of keeping the horse sharp to your leg aids and jumping through with his hind legs to carry more weight and power himself uphill. Okay, and the last problem we're going to talk about is quarters in. Now, when the horse lacks balance and suppleness, he will often bring his quarters in from the track to avoid becoming more engaged. Now, sometimes the horse's shoulders may slip to the outside, leaving the horse moving on 3 tracks, which is a serious fault. Now, the most effective schooling exercises you can use to straighten a crooked horse and develop more suppleness longitudinally and laterally are shoulder fore and shoulder in. Now, to make the canter straight from the word go, try using a shoulder fore position when you ask for the transition into canter. Now, once you're in working canter, use shoulder fore positioning to bring the horse's shoulders in very slightly, effectively keeping his hindquarters out on the track so that he can't become crooked. Now, with more advanced horses, you can use shoulder in. Now, that not only keeps the horse straight, but also demands more bend, helping to bring the horse's inside hind leg more underneath his body, therefore improving his balance too. So to wrap this episode up, the working canter is included in dressage tests from British Dressage Preliminary level and upwards, and it forms the foundation for the other canter variants. So focus on rhythm, straightness, and impulsion of the pace, and concentrate on systematically schooling your horse along the dressage scales of training to help develop a good working canter. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our training diaries, our books and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.